Praise be Jesus Christ, and blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. Amen. For Padre Pio, the guardian angel was his inseparable friend, and this devotion was deeply taught to his spiritual children. He himself benefited from the presence of this angel who did him many favors. He called his angel by different names in his letters: little angel, good little angel, heavenly character, inseparable companion, distinguished warrior, good guardian angel, beneficial angel, heavenly messenger, like a brother, like a friend, like a relative, good secretary, little companion of my childhood. Among his guardian angel's trades was that of translator, because Padre Pio knew foreign languages without having studied them. He had not studied French or Greek, and he understood them, even writing in French. When Father Augustine asked Padre Pio who had taught him French, Padre Pio replied, "If the guardian angel's mission is great, the mission of my guardian angel is even greater, because my guardian angel must act as a teacher, explaining other languages to me." Father Ruggiero affirms that one day five Austrians showed up who wanted to confess to Padre Pio, despite not knowing a word of Italian. He thought that Padre Pio would reject them for not understanding them. But when the first one left, he came out laughing, and the others also came out with great joy. I asked Padre Pio a few days later how he had managed to hear the confessions of the five Austrians, who did not know Italian, and he replied, "When I want to, I understand everything." In 1940, a Swiss priest came and spoke in Latin with Padre Pio. Before leaving, the priest entrusted to Padre Pio a sick woman. Padre Pio replied in German, "I will entrust her to the Divine Mercy." The priest was amazed at that fact. Father Augustine wrote in his own diary, "Padre Pio knew neither French nor Greek. His guardian angel explained everything to him, and Padre Pio responded well. The help of this unique teacher was so effective that Padre Pio could write in foreign languages. Among the letters written by Padre Pio, there are some that, at least in part, were written in French." One day, a family came from the United States because the girl of Italian parents wanted to make her first communion with Padre Pio. The American lady, Maria Pyle, prepared the girl because the girl did not know a word of Italian. On the eve of communion, Maria Pyle took her to Padre Pio to hear the girl's confession, offering to be a translator, but Padre Pio did not accept. After the girl's confession, Maria Pyle asked the girl if Padre Pio had understood her, and the girl answered that he did. So Maria Pyle asked, "And you, have you understood?" "Yes," the girl replied. "But did he speak to you in English?" "Yes," the girl replied. Father Tarcisio Zullo affirms, "When pilgrims of different languages came to San Giovanni Rotondo, Padre Pio understood them. I once asked him, 'Father, how do you understand so many languages and dialects?' And Padre Pio replied, 'My angel helps me and translates everything.'" Many times, the spiritual children of Padre Pio used to send their guardian angel to him on the occasion of certain needs. We asked Padre Pio if the guardian angel had really gone to him, and he answered, "Do you think that the guardian angel is as disobedient as you?" Attilio de Sanctis, an exemplary lawyer, recounted an event that happened to him. On December 23, 1949, I had to go from Fano to Bologna with my wife and two of my children, Guido and Juan Luis, to bring the third son, named Luciano, who was studying at the Pascoli School in Bologna. We left at 6 in the morning, but because I had not slept well, I was in poor physical condition. I drove to Forlì and gave the wheel to my son Guido. Once we picked up Luciano from school, we stopped for a bit in Bologna and decided to go back to Fano. At 2 in the afternoon, after handing over the wheel to Guido, I wanted to drive again. Once past the San Lorenzo area, I noticed greater fatigue. Several times I closed my eyes and nodded. I wanted to give the wheel to Guido, but he had fallen asleep. Afterwards, I no longer remember anything. At a certain point, I was abruptly awakened by the noise of another car. I looked, and there were only 2 kilometers to go to Imola. What had happened? My family was chatting quietly. I explained what happened to my family, and they didn't believe me. Could they believe that the car was driven by itself? They later admitted that I had been motionless for a long time and had not answered their questions or intervened in the conversation. Once I made the calculation, my being asleep at the wheel had lasted the time it took to travel about 27 kilometers, which is 16 miles. 2 months later, on February 20th, 1950, I returned to San Giovanni Rotondo and asked Padre Pio for an explanation, who replied, "You were sleeping and your angel was driving the car." Yes, you were sleeping and your angel was guiding the car. Mr. Pier Giorgio Biavate had to travel in his car between Firenze and San Giovanni Rotondo. Halfway there, he felt tired and stayed for a while at a gas station for coffee. Then he continued the journey. Mr. Pier Giorgio says, "I only remember one thing. I started the engine and got behind the wheel. Then I don't remember anything else. I don't remember a second of the 3 hours spent driving behind the wheel. When I was already in front of the church of San Giovanni Rotondo, someone shook me and said, 'Now you take my place.' Padre Pio, after Mass, confirmed, 'You have slept throughout the trip, and the fatigue was carried by my angel, who has driven for you.'" One of the spiritual daughters of Padre Pio says, "One of the devotions he taught us was to the guardian angel, because as he said, he is our invisible companion who is always with us from birth to death, so our loneliness is only apparent. Our guardian angel is always by our side from the morning, as soon as you wake up, and throughout the day until the night, always, always, always. How many services our angel does without us knowing it or noticing it." Padre Pio wrote to Anna Rodote on July 15, 1915, "May the good guardian angel watch over you. He is your driver, guiding you through the rough path of life. May he always keep you in the grace of Jesus, hold you with his hands, so that you do not stumble on any stone, protect you under his wings from the tricks of the world, the devil, and the flesh." Have great devotion to this benevolent angel. How comforting is the thought that there is a spirit with us that from cradle to grave does not leave us for an instant, even when we dare to sin. This celestial spirit guides and protects us like a friend or a brother. It is also comforting to know that this angel prays incessantly for us. The guardian angel offers God all the good actions and works that we do, and our thoughts and desires if they are pure. For charity, do not forget about this invisible companion, always present and always ready to listen to us, and even more so to comfort us. Oh, happy company, if only we could understand it. Always keep your guardian angel in front of your mind's eyes. Frequently remember his presence. Thank him. Open up and entrust all your sufferings to him. Have constant fear of offending the purity of his gaze. He is so delicate and so sensitive. Ask your guardian angel for help in moments of supreme anguish, and you will experience his beneficial effects. Never say that you are alone to fight your enemies. Never say that you have no one to open up to and trust. It would be a grave offense to this heavenly messenger, our guardian angel. It is important to mention at this point what our dear St. Augustine of Hippo says regarding how the angel will help us if we go to purgatory. The saint said, "When a man dies, his guardian angel leads his soul into purgatory and stands on his right. The guardian angel presents to God the prayers that are made to him and intercedes for the abbreviation of his sufferings." Padre Pio wrote to Raffaelina Serrase on April 20th, 1915. "How many times have I made this good angel cry? How many times I have lived without the fear of offending the purity of his gaze? He is so delicate and so sensitive. Oh dear God, how many times have I reciprocated the care, more than maternal, of this angel without any sign of respect, affection, or recognition? And bringing this thought to the present fills me with confusion. And my blindness is such that I do not have any feelings of pain. And what is worse still, I treat this dear little angel, I do not say as a friend, but as a relative. And this little angel is not offended by such treatment. This little angel is truly good." Oh, Raffaelina, how comforting it is to know that we are always in the custody of a heavenly spirit who does not abandon us even if we displease God. How sweet this great truth is to the believer. What can a soul fear if he tries to love Jesus, always having such a distinguished warrior with him? Was this little angel not one of those who, together with the archangel Saint Michael, defended the honor of God against Satan and against the rebellious spirits who were cast into hell? Keep in mind that your guardian angel is still powerful against Satan and his demons. His love has not diminished and will never diminish in defending us. Get into the habit of always thinking about your guardian angel. Oh, if men could understand and appreciate this great gift. God, in his excess of love, has assigned us a celestial spirit. Invoke this guardian angel frequently and repeat the beautiful prayer many times. Angel of God, you are my guardian. Enlighten me, guard me, guide me now and forever. What a great consolation when at the moment of death, the soul sees this very good angel that he accompanied us throughout life with so much maternal care. Another beautiful experience. When Padre Pio was in the army, he was given a leave of convalescence. He had to travel from Benevento to his town of Pietrelcina and had no more than 0.50 lira when the ticket cost 1.80. He recounted what happened. At the bus station, I did not find any known person who could lend me money to pay the ticket from Benevento to Pietrelcina. Trusting in the providence of God, I got on the bus and took a seat in one of the last places to be able to speak with the driver and assure him that I would pay the ticket upon arrival. A big man with a beautiful appearance sat down at my side. He had a new briefcase with him, and he put it on his lap. The bus left and the ticket collector was approaching my seat. The man next to me took out a thermos and a glass from his briefcase, pouring hot coffee with milk into the glass. He offered it to me, but thanking him, I tried not to accept. Given his insistence, I accepted while he helped himself to drink from the glass of the same thermos. At that moment, the ticket collector arrived and asked us where we were going. I hadn't opened my mouth yet when the ticket collector told me, "Military, your ticket to Pietrelcina has already been paid." I thought, "Who paid for it?" And I thanked God for whoever had done that good deed. When we arrived at Pietrelcina, several passengers got out, and the man who was next to me also got out before me. When I turned around to greet him and thank him, I didn't see him anymore. He had disappeared. I was walking and I turned several times in all directions, but I didn't see him anymore. Padre Pio recounted this event many times to his brothers, recognizing that that young man had been his guardian angel. Many times the guardian angel defended Padre Pio from the power of the evil one. In a letter to Father Augustine dated December 13, 1912, Padre Pio tells him, "I would not have suspected in the least the deception of the Bluebeard," referring to the evil one, "if my little angel had not discovered the deception. The companion of my childhood tries to relieve me of the pains that these impure apostates give me." And Padre Pio himself says, "After the diabolical apparitions, Jesus, Mary, or the guardian angel almost always appear. The angel said to Padre Pio, 'Defend yourself from the evil one. Move away from him and despise his evil insinuations. And do not grieve, beloved of my heart, for I am with you by your side.' Oh, my sweet Jesus, what have I done to deserve so much kindness from my little angel? But I don't worry about this. Isn't our Lord Jesus Christ the owner to give graces to whoever he wants and how he wants it? I am the toy of the baby Jesus, as he repeats to me. The trouble is that Jesus has chosen a toy of little value. I only dislike that this toy chosen by him dirties his divine hands." One day, Padre Pio received a letter all blackened by the evil one, which could not be read, and he wrote to Father Augustine on December 13, 1912, "With the help of the little angel, I have triumphed this time over the evil one. The little angel suggested to me that when the letter arrived, I pour holy water on it before opening it. So I did with the last one, but who can describe the evil one's rage?" In a letter to Father Augustine dated November 5th, 1912, he wrote, "On Saturday, it seemed to me that the demons wanted to kill me. I did not know which saint to address. I turned to my angel, and after making himself wait a bit, at last he comes flapping around me and with his angelic voice singing hymns to the divine majesty. I yelled harshly at him for having kept me waiting so long while I was asking for his help. To punish him, I didn't want to look him in the face. I wanted to get away and run away from him. But the little angel came to meet me, almost crying. He grabbed me to look at him, and I saw him saddened. He told me, 'I am always by your side. I will always be with you, with love. My affection for you will not disappear, even with your death. I know that your generous heart always beats for our common beloved. Poor little angel, he is too good. Will he make me know the important duty of gratitude?'" Often, when the angel appeared to Padre Pio, he would give him spiritual advice or small sermons to strengthen him in faith and in the assurance that no matter how much suffering Padre Pio had to undergo, the Lord would never abandon him. The angel was always at his side, although sometimes he did not intervene by God's will, to give him the opportunity to triumph with the grace of God. Let's look at some of his spiritual advice. In a letter dated January 18, 1913, Padre Pio wrote to Father Augustine, "Jesus, to the test of spiritual fears, joins the long test of physical discomfort using the evil one. I complained to my guardian angel, and he, after giving me a little sermon, told me, 'Thank Jesus, who has chosen you to follow him closely on the path of Calvary. I see with joy this behavior of Jesus towards you. Do you think he would be so happy if he didn't see you so beaten? I, who wish your progress, I am glad to see you in this state.' Jesus allows the attacks of the evil one because Jesus wants you to resemble him in the anguish of the desert and of the cross. You defend yourself. Keep the evil insinuations away from you. And where your strength is not enough, do not grieve, beloved of my heart, for I am by your side. Oh, my sweet Jesus, what have I done to deserve so much kindness from my little angel?" One night, in the convent of San Giovanni Rotondo, the religious heard strange music in the church without being able to explain why, because at that time no one was in the church. They went to ask Padre Pio, and he replied, "What are you marveling at? They are the voices of angels that carry souls from purgatory to paradise." How many times will the angels sing when their proteges go to heaven from purgatory? And how many times will they sing while they are by millions adoring sacramental Jesus in all the tabernacles of the world? Let us not forget that angels pray for their proteges, and we can send them to visit our close or distant relatives, even to purgatory, to greet them on our behalf and bring them our blessings and good works for them through our guardian angel. The angels are saddened when they see our sins, and they rejoice and laugh with us when they see our good works. Father Augustine tells us what Padre Pio said in one of his ecstasies on November 29, 1911. "Angel of God, my angel, aren't you by my side for my custody? God has entrusted you to take care of me. You must be next to me. And you are laughing? What makes you laugh? Tell me, who was here yesterday morning? And do you start laughing again? An angel who starts laughing? Tell me, because I won't leave you until you tell me." The story of St. John Bosco is known. A dog appeared to him for 30 years, whom he called Gray, and who protected him from danger when his enemies wanted to kill him. Well, one day, Padre Pio sent his angel to save an engineer who was in danger of death, and his angel did it under the guise of a dog. General Tarcisio Quarti declared on June 30, 1943, what a young engineer told him. He had gotten off at the San Severo station, and finding no means of communication, he was heading on foot to San Marco in Lamis. While in the open field, he was approached by some peasants with a threatening air with pitchforks and shovels. Those days, the people were upset because there were several English paratroopers, and they mistook him for one of them because they thought he hid his parachute very close to the place. But the young engineer began to pray, seeing that they were approaching him, and suddenly a ferocious dog appeared, threatening the peasants, who, frightened, gave up following him. The next morning, he was able to reach San Giovanni Rotondo. When Padre Pio saw him, immediately he told the young engineer, "You would have had a bad time if I had not sent you my guardian angel." Padre Pio is a true saint to the glory of God and of the Catholic Church, in which saints flourished by the thousands. Jesus had told Padre Pio, "I associate you with my passion and gave you the gift of wounds to resemble me." Padre Pio said of himself, "I want to be just a poor friar who prays." He prayed and suffered for everyone, even assuming his own sufferings as a scapegoat in mystical substitution. Let us remember that we all have a guardian angel from heaven who takes care of us and protects us. He is on the right side and can appear in different forms. To St. Gemma Galgani, he sometimes presented himself as a little bird to take her letters to the post office. To St. John Bosco, he presented himself as a gray dog. The guardian angel other times appears in the figure of a man or a woman, a child or an adult, with wings or without wings, but always kind, loving, and diligent, to help us according to the measure of how much we invoke him. For this reason, many who never invoke him miss out on many blessings that God wants to give us through the guardian angel. The angel will defend us from the snares of the evil one and will do useful services for us. As long as we are in the grace of God and not in mortal sin, we are able to send him to greet and help distant people, even to purgatory. When we go to church, let us remember that next to the tabernacle, there are millions of angels adoring Jesus. Let us join them in worship. When we are attending Mass, let us join our voices with the angels by singing the Gloria, the Holy, 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 and other religious songs. asking them to prepare us worthily to receive Jesus in communion, in union with our Mother, the Virgin Mary, and the saints. Do not forget to always say to your guardian angel in your prayer, "My guardian angel, sweet company, do not abandon me by night or by day. Do not leave me alone. I would lose myself. Assist me in my last agony until I rest in the arms of Jesus, Joseph, and Mary. Amen." Praise be Jesus Christ, and blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. Amen.